Well, I don't favor talking to vermin, but I'll talk to you just this once.
Exchange-traded funds are the investment world's new frontier.
You better listen.
But with so many choices and styles, the ETF world is a bit like the Wild Wild West, filled with new issues and ideas, but fraught with the same old dangers of investing.
If you're looking for trouble, I'll accommodate you.
Every Thursday, Tom Lydon of ETF Trends comes to Money Life to tell us about one ETF that is wearing the white hat right now.
Take it easy. We're the good guys.
He'll point out the good, the bad, and the ugly as he tells you which investment is worth taking a shot on.
That's good shooting.
And names his ETF of the week.
Now, Wild West.
That's right. It's the ETF of the week with Tom Lydon. And of course, Tom is the president of Global Trend Asset Management, the editor of ETF Trends. And if you like our discussion here, but you want to broaden it out, not just looking for what we're talking about in any given week, but trying to get a strategy that'll work in your portfolio and help you figure out how to navigate the ETF world, well, go to ETFTrends.com. You can follow Tom on Twitter at ETFTrends. And you can follow him on Twitter with his own Twitter account, which is at Tom Lydon. Tom, welcome back to Money Life.
Good to be back, Chuck. Thank you.
Let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is
the iShares MSCI Frontier 100 ETF, ticker symbol FM.
All right, the iShares MSCI Frontier 100. Again, that ticker symbol FM, frontier markets, which are different from emerging markets. Why frontier markets right now?
Well, you're right, Chuck. They are different from emerging markets in the fact that they're not quite there yet. They haven't moved from, let's say, the sandbox onto the swing set yet. But there are some countries out there that many of these big index providers like MSCI are looking at as growing and eventually will be considered emerging market countries. But while they're growing, they'll put them into a box and call them the frontier. The interesting thing here, though, is in this specific ETF, it's very heavily weighted into a certain area of the world and also into certain sectors. So, for example, this ETF has over 50% in the Eastern markets like Kuwait, Qatar, United Arab Emirates, and also over half of the allocation as far as a sector standpoint is in financials. So, you know, picture big banks in these small Middle Eastern countries, and you've got a pretty high-flying ETF. But just for what you and I talk about on a regular basis, this is not one of those well-diversified core strategies that you just set into your portfolio and forget about it.
And that's interesting to me because I would have thought that if you wanted to go the frontier markets route, that the way you would do it was say, okay, let me go get an index fund, something that covers frontier markets, and keep a steady allocation there.
Right. If you're going to have good diversification across the world and also good diversification across sectors. But in this ETF, that's not the case. And part of the reason why we picked it is just for that example. You know, the last few weeks we've been talking about good core holdings, S&P and maybe gold, for example. But here's an example where there's some ETFs out there that once you lift up the hood and you look underneath, you find that they're pretty specific in not only global regions, but also in specific industry groups.
So how does this play well with others? I mean, it provides diversification from your other assets, but if it's not enough diversification, how do you get comfortable with this fund?
Well, I think first and foremost, just knowing that with all the ETFs, over 1,400 ETFs that are available today, there are a lot of different choices, and some are pretty broad-based, and some slice the pie very thinly. Here's an instance where I don't think you're going to find another ETF that is so much concentrated in these high net worth Middle Eastern countries, also in sectors like financials, where you know that the oil business that's going on over in these countries is fueling very, very well. Also, if you take a look at the chart in year to date, it's actually exceeded the S&P 500, but on top of that, it hasn't had the pullbacks that the S&P has had along the way too. So, if you're a trend follower and you like to diversify into maybe non-correlated assets, here's a way where you can get into maybe a high-flying ETF in a specific area of the world in specific sectors, but watch it very closely. And I would recommend that if this happens to go below its 200-day average, you would use that as a sell point.
Well, I was going to say, you just answered my next question. Since we have to watch this very carefully, it's got to be, well, what are we doing with if it winds up getting that close to the 200-day moving average? So was that going to be the sell point? And just out of curiosity, is there much choice out there that people can look at when it comes to this kind of fund if they wanted, you know, this versus something else?
Well, there are a variety of frontier-related ETFs, and more, I think, as we go on. And also, index providers are kind of jostling back and forth as far as their definition of frontier countries versus emerging market countries, and also emerging market countries versus developed countries. Everybody kind of has their own definition. So that's probably enough for another show, but look at some other frontier-related ETFs, but make sure you look under the hood as well. We specifically picked this one because of its concentration in a certain area of the world and in certain sectors, and the fact during a year where the market in general has done quite well, this has not only done well, but it hasn't had much of a pullback, which means that there's got some good momentum behind it.
There you have it, the ETF of the week, a very tactical play. Make sure you understand that here's you're going in, looking at what your sell methodology would be. It's the iShares MSCI Frontier 100 ETF, the ticker symbol FM. It is the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor of ETF Trends, the president of Global Trend Asset Management. If you want more information on the firm, it is at ETFtrends.com, on Twitter at ETFtrends. Tom, it's always a pleasure chatting with you. Thanks so much for joining me on Moneyline.
Have a great week, Chuck.
Up next on the June the 13th, it's Chuck's birthday edition of Money Life. It's the big interview. And later, the Money Life Market Call. Stick around. Money Life will be right back.